You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I don't know. Listen, there have been plenty of times I've said very, very stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like there's a difference between saying something stupid and feeling really stupid when you say something.
Yeah.
I've done that, too.
Of
many
course.
Times.
Yeah.
That was one of those times.
That may have been one of those times.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We have got a huge week 3 in front of us. Very excited for it all. Weekend preview brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways that you can save. One of the best games of the weekend, the Bills and the Dolphins. And look, we understand that there is so much hype around what Tua did this past week, around how the Dolphins were able to come back and win after being down 35-14 against the Ravens. Chris, I know that we know that the Bills can score, but I am fascinated by the Bills' defense here in a game in which they are not going to have four starters, and you are having to contend with not Tua, but more specifically, Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem for them. I mean, being down those guys in the secondary, you're thrusting Kyer Elam and Christian Benford into action. And Kyer Elam, to your point, has played well through the first couple of weeks. But this is going to be a challenge unlike anything these young corners have seen, because the speed that Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle bring to the table is – I mean, you can make the argument that that's the fastest receiver tandem in the National Football League. And there's a reason why this Miami Dolphins offense leads the NFL in yards after catch. They rely on Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill to get these short passes from Tua and create them into big gains. And so that's the challenge, not only being able to stay with those guys in coverage because of their speed, but also being able to get those guys on the ground once they do catch the pass.
Look, I understand where those problems are.
Yeah.
As much as they lead in yards after catch, why do I find myself not as concerned as maybe I should be about it? Is it because I've just been that super impressed with the Bills so far? Is it because I clearly have an anti-Tua bias and I am fostering some conspiracy theory as the QAnon people would have you believe?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's you realizing how good the Buffalo Bills defense is. And even without, you know, potentially having, you know, Micah Hyde or Dane Jackson or Ed Oliver, you're still talking about a defense that has Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano and Vaughn Miller and Greg Rousseau and A.J. Epenesa and Boogie Basham. They have a lot of playmakers on all three levels. Jordan Poyer is still there in the middle of that defense playing safety. They have a lot of veteran experience. They got guys that have championship pedigree. And, oh, by the way, they're second in defensive EPA in the entire NFL through the first 2 weeks, only behind the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And here's the thing that, Carlin, that's the kicker. Because we're talking about all the issues that the Bills have in their secondary. The Bills have the best sack percentage per dropback in the NFL. They are sacking opposing quarterbacks at nearly 12% of all dropbacks. Conversely, the Miami Dolphins defense, they're ranked 28th in sacks per dropback and only 3% per dropbacks. So, Carlin, when it comes to which defense has an opportunity to negatively impact the opposing offense and their quarterback, you have to lean toward the Buffalo Bills. And I think that's why a lot of people coming into this matchup give the Bills the nod, even though they're on the road.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back on board the Bills.
You're back on board the Bills?
It's not that I really was off board. It's like there are times where I will look at it and I will say, all right, I'm obviously missing something here. But here's the other thing. This got me right back in when I saw this little nugget earlier today.
Mm.
The Dolphins have lost 7 consecutive games to the Bills.
That's right.
And the Bills are averaging during that stretch 37 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I am concerned a hair about the Bills defense and getting those guys on the ground, but I am not concerned about the Bills offense against the Miami defense in the least.
Yeah.
Should I be? Am I missing something?
No.
I know Miami defensively isn't bad. They're good, but
they're good, but there's levels to this.
Yes.
Like, you got to remember the Buffalo Bills are returning a top five defense from a year ago.
Yeah.
And so a lot of those guys, there's been continuity in their scheme. You got to remember.
They've only gotten better.
Their head coach, Sean McDermott, cut his teeth on the defensive side of the ball. That's how he came up. From the Philadelphia Eagles to the Carolina Panthers, and now as the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. So there is an identity on that side of the ball that will allow them to sustain some of the injuries that they're having to deal with coming into this game. I trust what I'm going to get from that Buffalo Bills defense, and I also trust what I'm going to get from their offense. And, Carlin, here's the thing that the Miami Dolphins have to be careful with. The Buffalo Bills can make the Miami Dolphins offense one-dimensional by virtue of the scoreboard. They put up points in bunches. But if you look at the Buffalo Bills offense, they start slow. They've outscored their opponents 72-14 in the first two games of the regular season, but you got to realize their point margin in the second half of games is 54 points. So what does that tell you? It's going to be close early on. If you're Miami, you have to make sure that you take advantage of the slow starts that you get from the Buffalo Bills. You have to do that. Otherwise, you got no shot in this game.
None whatsoever. There are too many things here that just don't add up for me. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I want to point in a couple of different directions and say, okay, maybe here. Well, no. All right, maybe it's over here. Maybe it's on the defensive side. No, don't see that either. Look, if I'm going to put together, even though the game is in Miami,
mm-hmm.
I mean, am I going to use the L word here? Am I going to use the word Locadini?
Oh.
We got a little hosed on the Locadini last night.
It's a division game.
Yep.
The Bills have won seven straight. You wonder when Miami has had enough and when that's going to change. I mean, here's the thing. You got to throw the records out when it comes to the division games because there really aren't a whole lot of state secrets. But I do think
37 points a game.
Listen, man. There's two players that make this game different than years in the past, and it's not the quarterbacks. It's Von Miller for the Buffalo Bills, and it's Tyreek Hill for the Miami Dolphins. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is, which guy is going to be able to put their imprint on this game? Which guy is going to have the ability to have more of an impact than the other in this game?
Here's the problem. You know, you just gave me 10 minutes about why they're going to roll, and now you don't want me to put the Locadini on it.
I don't know if this is a Locadini, man. I think this is a hell of a matchup.
Bills -5 in Miami.
That's a weird line, by the way.
It is a weird
line. That's a weird line. -5. We usually see 3, 3.5, or 6, 6.5, 7. To have it at 5, that seems like a trap line, brother. It does. You know it does. It doesn't smell right. The fish is soured a little bit on that one. I don't know. I don't trust it. But here's the thing. In breaking down the matchup, Carlin.
Money line there, -220.
But here's the thing. Breaking down the matchup, Carlin.
Yeah.
I understand the concerns the Bills have in the secondary, but I just don't know that offensive line for the Miami Dolphins is going to be able to hold up against the pressure that Bills defensive front can create. Because they don't blitz, Carlin. We talked about it. They blitz at the second lowest rate in the National Football League. They play coverage. That means seven sets of eyeballs watching Tua. And they're allowing that front four to get after it. I just don't know if that offensive line is going to be able to hold up for Tua to allow the receivers to uncover. Just saying.
Lock it up.
Wow, you're doing it?
Lock it, baby.
Wow.
We need to get some sort of Locadini sounder.
We have to do it.
Yeah.
We have to do it.
Buffalo -5. Come on.
I can't go there with you, man.
Over-under is 53. It's a big number, too.
That's a big number. I can't go there with you.
I don't feel as good about the over-under either way. But
yeah. I can't go there with you. I believe the Buffalo Bills will win this game. I believe they will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this game, in a lot of different ways, is going to be a referendum on Tua Tagovailoa.
Here's what I'm coming back to.
Because people want to know, is he real or not after a 6-touchdown performance?
Agreed. And I think the Bills are going to be hungry to show them. And I also believe and I know that this notion has not exactly been bought this week, I feel the Bills are playing angry football.
Yes.
And I feel like they know that this is another opportunity to prove themselves. Lockadini. Bills minus five.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Exactly.
That's the Lockadini sound. Here's what I'll say. Are we looking at this? It's hard for me to say that this is the biggest challenge for the Bills when we saw them against the reigning defending world champions and what they did to them.
It's not the biggest. It's another challenge. That's how I'm putting it. I think the Bills are kicking A and taking names.
So this
right
is
now.
The Buffalo Bills revenge tour in 2022.
That's absolutely what I think it is.
Wow.
I absolutely have that feeling. It's a take care of business kind of season.
All right.
And I'll buy in. I didn't look to see how humid it's going to be Sunday down there, but who knows? There doesn't seem to be any good plan to go after that anyway.
So in your mind, the Buffalo Bills are the best team in the NFL, bar none.
Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely believe that.
Even better than the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Without blinking.
Well, they'll have a chance to prove it. If they have another decisive victory, if their win this weekend looks the way their wins the first 2 weeks looked, then I'm right there with you.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. If you're a 1-1 team this weekend, this very Sunday could not be more important to you. And there are facts to back it up. We will explain in just moments. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tonight, ESPN Radio, tune in, a National League East battle. It's the Phillies hosting the Braves. Coverage right here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Please enlighten us here as to the conversation you just had on the phone.
Well, Carlin, you said something to me once upon a time. You said, you will learn that there is nothing, well, few things better in married life than canceled plans.
Yes,
it is. So when you have these organized date nights with other couples, and sometimes if it's at the end of a long week, you'll realize that you don't feel as up to it as when you first agreed upon it. Now, for context, one of my wife's good friends, who just so happened to move from Boston to New York last month, he and his wife planned earlier in the week to do dinner tonight downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And now they live in Jersey City, and you know, we live on the Upper West Side, so we were going to meet, you know, like Tribeca, that area, and have dinner. And so he reaches out and texts yesterday and says, yeah, you know, we're going to cancel the plans. The baby's not feeling the best, and it's been a long week. Now, unbeknownst to us, he did not consult his wife before canceling plans.
Wow.
So I just got a text message followed by a phone call from my wife saying, are you still down to go out tonight? Because apparently her good friend canceled the plans without consulting his wife. Now, For a little more background, this good friend has been married for 4 years. So this is something that he should know better. You know what I mean? You don't cancel plans that you've made to go out with another couple, Chris, without consulting your wife.
It's not knowing better. That's just rank amateur stuff, man. Honestly, how long's he been married?
He's been married 4 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know what that tells me? You don't get it.
He doesn't get it?
that has to be a man, and I don't know him personally. I'm sure he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
You know what it feels like? It feels like it's one of those guys that may not learn from his mistakes.
Really?
Because that can't be the first time he's made an error like that 4 years in. Not exactly that same error, but along those lines of making a decision on the social calendar without consultation.
Yeah.
That is 101, man.
But here's the other thing, Carl.
That is rocks for jocks in college. Come on.
To make matters worse, his wife's sister is in town. So his sister-in-law, built-in babysitting.
Wow.
So his wife.
How old's the baby?
The baby is almost 2 years old.
So they don't get many nights out.
Exactly. Which is why the wife was irate that he would cancel dinner plans without asking her first.
When is he going to understand that how he feels is irrelevant?
Exactly. Now, that being said, Carlin, my wife asked me, did I want to still go? And I told her no. And she said, great, because you let me off the hook. Because I didn't want to go either.
I love that.
She had fully anticipated chilling at home tonight, cracking open a bottle of wine, and just binge-watching some TV together.
And once those plans are locked in, canceled, there's never any going back.
There's no going back?
No, no, no.
Once you cancel them?
No. When you got sweatpants and, you know, Pinot Grigio on the mind, it's over.
And see, that's the thing, Carlin. If we were going to go out on the date night together, I would have came to the studio in the clothes that I could then wear out to dinner.
Of course.
Yeah, but I came to the studio in sweats and a hoodie.
Yeah.
So you know what's going to happen. I'm not going back home to change clothes and then go back out for a date night. First of all, by the time I get to the restaurant, it's going to be 9 o'clock, and then I have a couple of glasses of wine. What do you think I'm going to want to do? Go straight to sleep. You think I want to sit there and have back and forth banter? No. I'm going to be thinking about my bed.
Not when I've been talking to the fat bald guy next to me all week long. I've talked enough. I got to see him on Sunday on my day off as it is. I don't blame you.
I don't know how he makes that rookie mistake, though.
He's supposed
to be a veteran. He's supposed to be giving me pointers about how to be married and how to navigate these situations.
Well, if you haven't learned right away, that's one that, here's the lesson he taught you.
What?
Don't listen to him.
Exactly, right? Don't trust his game plan.
Exactly.
If the game plan's coming from
him. He is the Nathaniel Hackett of relationships.
That's exactly who he is. He can't get it done when it comes to scoring when it's most important.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We are making our picks for the week, including for the ESPN Pick Challenge. That is on the way in just moments, and we will tell you why if you are a 1-1 team, you had better win this weekend. It is all after Chris tells you about Indeed.
If you need to hire fast and hire right, you need Indeed, the number one source for hires in the U.S. according to Talent Nest. Sponsor a job and Indeed will help you attract, interview, and hire candidates fast. With Instant Match, you'll instantly receive a short list of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. You can easily schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit to get a $75 toward your first sponsored job. Get started at Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sox. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN.
It's a team, man. It's a team. One guy can't do it. It takes all of us.
ESPN Radio's Pick'em Challenge.
We do it as a team.
Yes, sir.
We do it as a team.
We got our work cut out for us this week, though.
We are 4-2 thus far through 2 weeks.
Yeah.
4-2 through 2 weeks. So far, Freddie and Fitzsimmons rolling at 6-0.
Okay, so we got some work to do to catch up, gain some ground, right?
We do.
I think this is the week, man, because we got a lot of close games.
If you're unfamiliar, each of the ESPN Radio shows involved, we make collectively a pick for the show on three games, all the same games across the shows. So, we have our games to begin with today, and let us start with the
Bills at Dolphins.
Wasn't exactly smooth. -6. The Bills are 6-point favorites, according to Caesars right now. Not 5 as before, 6 now over the Dolphins. Christopher Arthur Canty, what do we got?
Oh, man, you know I'm rolling with the Buffalo Bills. I don't trust Tuanon, and this Bills defense is legit. Even with the injuries in the secondary, they can still put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and I'm envisioning this defensive front putting number one on his back quite a bit this game. So I'm going with the Bills. They can score points, too. I'm all over it.
And you were a little nervous about this before, about the line. You didn't love the line.
I don't love the line because it was at 5.5. Now it's moving to 6. But, you know, listen, I like the Bills. I think they're a legitimate team. I still don't trust Tua.
I am on board. We have designated this Lockadini. That's right. Bills -6. Our pick number one for the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge.
At Buccaneers.
Buccaneers 1-point favorites over the Green Bay Packers.
Now, this line has been moving in the Packers' favor all week long. It started out at 2.5 for a -2.5 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now you're talking about being down to 1, 1.5 in some places.
Good for them. I am all about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this game.
I'm with you. So we see eye to eye on that one. Yeah. Let's go with Tampa, and thank you very much for the points.
And
the
the
primary reason we're doing it is because we both believe in the Tampa defense a little bit more against the Green Bay offense than we do the Green Bay defense against the Tampa offense, even without the receivers, including Mike Evans for Tampa this week.
Receivers don't really matter if you're turning around and handing the ball to Leonard Fournette, right?
Right.
Who's got, 198 yards off of 45 carries?
They've got
a commitment to the running game.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we see the Green Bay Packers struggle with against the Chicago Bears? Stopping the run.
Exactly.
So I will take the Bucs defense and the run game over the Packers. Yes, please, and thank you.
If David Montgomery's going nuts on you with Khalil Herbert, you got a problem.
Yes.
So we are on the Buccaneers -1, game 2.
49ers at Broncos.
And this is your Sunday night affair. 49ers 1.5-point favorites. Should point out, George Kittle will be making his return Sunday night. George Kittle will be making his return Sunday night for the San Francisco 49ers. Jimmy G on the road in his first start. What say you, Canty?
I'm going to go with the 49ers. I believe that coaching matters, especially in these primetime games. Nathaniel Hackett has shown that the moment is too big for him as the play caller and the head coach. And Carlin, this is another primetime game, a big spot. I'm not going to all of a sudden think that this guy is going to get it together when the lights are the brightest. So give me the San Francisco 49ers. The defenses are about a wash. I think the offense for the San Francisco 49ers has shown that they can be more explosive than the Broncos to this point. So I will take the 49ers, and I'll lay the point.
Yes, I am also with you on this pick. We are in lockstep. We are not really having any issues with having to discuss picks here. I'm all over the 49ers here. The Broncos have to win a game to prove to me that they can win a game.
Are we worried that we're taking all favorites in this situation?
I am not in this spot.
Okay.
I am really not worried about it in this spot.
Okay.
But this is what, because two of them are slight favorites.
Slight favorites, yeah.
Yes. So, and they wouldn't be favorites, they would be by a little bit more if it was on a neutral site.
Yeah.
So I'm comfortable with what we are doing so far.
Okay.
So we will go 49ers -1.5 at the Broncos. So those are your three official picks for the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. We have the Bills -6, Bucks -1, Niners -1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Two additional games.
Ravens at Patriots.
Chris and I will have a very close seat to this game, as we will be calling this game here on ESPN Radio. Coverage begins 12 noon on Sunday on most ESPN Radio stations. Sal Pal will be on the sideline for this game. Ravens 2.5-point favorites at New England. Home opener, Vince Wilfork going to be honored. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's going in the Patriots Hall of Fame. They had his red jacket fitting tonight in a ceremony, and he's going to be at the game on Sunday. I don't think it's going to make a difference, though, because I'm still riding with my Baltimore Ravens, and I'm laying the 2.5 points. And here's why, Carlin. That Ravens offense doesn't have any problem scoring points. The New England Patriots offense is a slog, and we don't know whether it's the offensive coordinator duties between Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, sophomore slump from Mac Jones. We don't know exactly what the reason is, but we know that this offense is slow to go. So I'm rolling with the Baltimore Ravens because I know they're going to score points, and I know they're salty about how the game against Miami ended last week.
I am with you on the Ravens. I think they have had a week where they have been angry. A couple of things to keep in mind, though. They have not run the football well outside of Lamar Jackson. Those two running backs, and it, you know, J.K. Dobbins does not sound like we're going to see him Sunday. It's kind of still up in the air. He hasn't played yet.
Sure.
Ronnie Stanley, probably still not back. And so those two things concern me with the fact that they have not run the ball particularly well outside of Lamar Jackson. But
who's going to stop Mark Andrews, Rashad Bateman, and Devin Duvernay?
Mark Andrews has been off the charts so far. Devin Duvernay cleared concussion protocol.
Yeah.
He's good to go.
And Rashad Bateman looks like a number one wide receiver.
Yes, he does. Chris, Ravens -2.5 in Foxborough. Once again, pregame coverage, 12 noon Sunday on most ESPN radio stations. Canty, me, and Sal Pal on the call.
Thank you, Chrissies.
You're welcome. And finally, we head to Los Angeles.
Jaguars at Chargers.
We both had this as an intriguing game.
Yes, we did.
Chargers are 3-point favorites right now against the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Chris, tell everyone in America who is listening right now the statistic, or rather the fact, that you gave us just moments ago about where America is leaning.
So ATS, and we've already pointed out that the Chargers are laying 3 points. They're 3-point favorites. ATS, 91% of the cash in this matchup is on the Jacksonville Jaguars +3.
Wow!
91% of the cash. Now, this has to be the Justin Herbert ribs factor. I mean, this must be put some Sweet Baby Ray's on them things, slather them up, put them on the green egg, and let them grill, because it doesn't sound like Justin Herbert is going to be, you know, 100% going into this matchup, and they're clearly anticipating that that's going to have an impact on his performance. And not to mention, this Jacksonville Jaguars defensive front, they can get after the quarterback. Their number one pick, Travon Walker, yeah, as advertised. Not to mention a first-round pick from a couple of years ago, Josh Allen.
Oh.
That guy can go.
Another guy that should have been a Giant.
Yeah, he's from Montclair.
Yep.
I don't know how they missed that one. But anyway, they can get after the quarterback. They can make life miserable for Justin Herbert and that Chargers offense. So, Carlin, I got to go with the 91%. I'm taking the dog in the fight with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ooh.
And Carlin, not just with the spread, I think they're going to win outright.
Wow.
I'll take the Jaguars to win outright in this matchup.
Ooh. Wow. Outright, eh?
You heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Plus, I trust Doug Peterson a hell of a lot more than Brandon Staley.
Boy, you couldn't be more wrong on that. not on the Staley Peterson thing, but on the pick.
Oh,
I was about to say. No. Because America is 91% on board with the Jaguars, I have to fade America.
You're going
to
be contrarian.
That's
Look
me.
At you.
It's not contrarian.
Yes,
it's just
you are.
When everybody zigs, the big fella zags.
I got you.
That's what happens.
Okay.
That's why tonight I want to see both Aaron Judge home runs hit on Apple TV.
That's me. You're a bad
guy.
I'm a terrible guy. You're a bad guy. great teammate, but a bad guy.
I'm the guy that you want in your locker room. But when I'm not there and I'm on the other team, you hate me. I'm taking the Chargers in this game to lay the 3 points. By the way.
So you're going with all favorites?
I'm going with all favorites.
Wow, okay.
But I will say this. If you, you know, as confident as you are that the Jaguars are going to win outright, Moneyline plus 143.
Ooh, little coin right there.
There you go.
Little coin.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. If you found $500 in your chicken sandwich, what would you do? Well, I'd buy 200 more chicken sandwiches, probably. But we will explain next when we go three and out. Oh, and by the way, Carlin play of the night. If you were paying attention last night, cha-ching, for the most part. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Thank you, Chrissies.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max.
LT was one of the most savage athletes ever unleashed on the sporting. That dude was, yo, to be a Giants fan when LT was in his prime, you were so proud.
Get more from the guys Monday morning at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The worst 2-0 NFL team since 1981. The 2022 New York Giants rank 8th on that list.
So disrespectful to my Giants.
Wow.
How dare they?
That from Football Outsiders.
Tell them to meet me outside then.
Well, here's the thing. They have won their two games by a combined 4 points. We know about what happened with Randy Bullock and the Titans.
Yes.
Who are now 0-2.
Of course.
And the Giants won that game 21-20.
We'll take it.
And then the Panthers fumbled twice in the first 5 minutes of the game. Giants still needed 2 field goals over 50 yards to beat Carolina 19-16. So according to the dork stats, I call them next gen, whatever. the Giants' offensive success rate was just 38%. I don't know how they define that. I don't know what that is, but it's
a just successful play.
38%.
So you know
bad.
They grade the plays.
Right,
yeah.
But well, like how do they describe a successful play? You know, yeah. Is it 4 yard, whatever. Whatever. Point is it's not good at 38%. So, Chris, my point to this would be I get it. And I understand why they have them as one of the worst 2-0 teams to ever start the season since 1981. I don't think they are among the worst, but they are up there.
Yeah, I'm trying to go back and think of some of the bad 2-0 teams in recent memory, but I just don't see that with this Giants team. Now, do I think the Giants are going to the playoffs? No. But, Carlin, we had a chance to run through their schedule before the start of the show, mm-hmm. and I could absolutely see a world where the Giants win 7 or 8 games. It is absolutely plausible. And let's not forget this. The win in Tennessee, that was a gutsy call by Brian Daboll at the end of that game. Being able to go for the 2-point conversion and having a play and trusting Saquon Barkley to make a couple of guys miss. Like, to me, coaching makes a difference when you're talking about the margin and talent level being negligible. So I like the way this Giants team is trending. The only question that I have is the quarterback, and it's hard to win in spite of your quarterback. So I get where they're coming from, but the worst 2-0 team since 1981? Sheesh.
That's rough. That's right.
Come on, man.
And they're 8th worst. They're 8th worst.
But still.
That's pretty bad.
That's still bad.
That's pretty bad.
That's still really bad.
Look, you have to be encouraged that at the very least, they have found ways to win these close games, whereas those two teams that they have beaten have not.
Yeah.
And neither one of us thinks they're particularly good teams, but nonetheless, they are sitting at 2-0, and you don't ever apologize for that. So that's where they are. I don't know they're going much further. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and of course, on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker. One thing I wanted to point out before we get to the Carlin play of the night. Canty, how about this statistic from ESPN Stats and Info?
I'm listening.
teams that are 1-1 headed into week 3 of the season in terms of the playoffs. Teams that win in week 3 have a 54% chance of making the postseason.
Okay.
In other words, if you're 2-1, you have a 54% chance.
Yeah.
If you are 1-2, you have a 25% chance of making the playoffs. So what does that mean?
That
just
hurts.
The brass tacks. Week 3, a loss can cut your playoff chances in half.
That's bad.
That is bad. And that those are numbers since 1990. So that's over 30 years. That is bad. So keep an eye on that this weekend. The teams that go to 1-2, their chance to make the playoffs is quite literally cut in half.
Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money, the smell of wealth.
It's Carlin's best play of the night.
The taste of money.
I'll ask a little advice first things first. Do I take the 9.5 points and the Virginia Cavaliers at the Carrier Dome this weekend?
No, you better lay those points. You better lay those. If you know what I know, you better lay those points.
Let's go to a little college football. I have to say, I really believe that you have a team in, where did it go here? Just lost me. Oh, here we go. Missouri at Auburn. Why am I going to this game?
Mm.
Brian Harsin at Auburn is a fascinating situation. Why he is continuing to be there, and indications are he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
He got the doors blown off him by Penn State last week.
He did.
Oof.
The Missouri Tigers are getting 7 points on the road at Auburn.
That's so disrespectful. How far has that program fallen? That's bad, Carlin.
We're going to...
Missouri.
+7.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's no way that that's acceptable.
We're taking Missouri. That's how bad I think it's going.
Let's go.
We're going Missouri +7. Not a Lockadini.
The Missouri Tigers. We're taking the Tigers.
Yes. We're taking the Tigers.
We're taking the Tigers in that matchup. We're taking the Tigers.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and Out.
A KFC restaurant in Georgia misplaced its daily deposit. A Georgia woman found $500 in her KFC sandwich. So what did she do? She did the right thing and gave the money back. How about this? She saved the manager's job of the KFC if he had lost the $543.10 that was under her sandwich, and she returned it. What a job. Her name is Mrs. Oliver. They didn't give her first name.
Mrs. Oliver is a better human being than I am.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because
respectfully.
Respectfully. Like, yeah. I respect it, but Carlin, that couldn't have been me. If I had a chicken sandwich and I find $500, I just take that as my lucky day. That's my blessing that day.
Yep.
I'm gonna take that.
Roger Federer currently playing Rafael Nadal in his final competitive match. And look, for Federer, this is in the Laver Cup. We said this when he announced his retirement. He was on his way to being the greatest of all time, and then Nadal comes along and Djokovic comes along. Federer is an incredibly classy guy and a guy that represented his country in Switzerland exceptionally well. I told you what it was like seeing him play when I was over there. It was nuts. So,
yeah, and you know what? Here's the crazy thing, Carlin. I don't think we can fully appreciate what Roger Federer's career has been because he's been in the middle of all this greatness between Djokovic and Rafael Nadal. I don't think there's this full appreciation for just how great this guy is. Unbelievable.
So Federer is playing with Nadal in doubles, and they won the first set 6-4 against Francis Tiafoe and Jack Sock. But Federer is going to be replaced by Italy's Matteo Berrettini after this match.
Yeah, because he's got the knee issue, right?
Yep, exactly. And lastly, Apple is going to sponsor the Super Bowl halftime show starting in February. Pepsi did not re-up to be the sponsor of the Super Bowl halftime show, which, by the way, sounds like it could be Taylor Swift.
Wow, okay. Is this Apple throwing some coin at the NFL to try to get that Sunday ticket package?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't be shocked. We don't mind overpaying for the Super Bowl halftime show.
No.
If this means this gives us an advantage to get that Sunday ticket.
I got to tell you, if it's Tay-Tay, I'm there.
You're there?
Oh, I'm there.
You're a huge Taylor Swift fan?
I am an alarming older man Taylor Swift fan. Yeah.
So
I celebrate her whole catalog.
So I know who she is, but I'm not familiar with her work.
Come on.
If that makes sense.
You don't know Taylor Swift?
I know who she is.
We're listening on the way to Foxborough this weekend. Yes, we are.